各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
愿神恩惠啊，常常与大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with abide you always.
上个月我们参加刘冠毅，很多人参加刘冠毅老弟兄的婚礼这个丧礼。
And last month, many of us attended the funeral of Brother Liu.
上个礼拜在喜瑞都教会，我们也为施淑芝纽约教会的姐妹举行追思礼拜。
And last week in Cerritos Church, we also had a service held for just recent passed away sister Shi that is in New York.
这些很多都是我们弟兄姐妹所熟悉的所敬爱的同龄。
And these are members that many of us brothers and sisters are very familiar and close with.
他们习了世上的劳苦。
And they have left the burdens of hardships of the world.
神看圣民之死是非常宝贵的。
And God sees that it's very precious, this death of the spirit.
但是小弟看到师姐妹她最后她带着这个氧气筒因为她自己已经没有办法呼吸了。
And I saw in the end days of Sister Shi, she had to breathe through a machine.
后来她的儿子就让她自然的走了，就把，因为她没有办法自己呼吸了，就让她自然的走了。
And because she was not able to breathe on her own, she had to breathe through an oxygen tank, therefore her son let her pass away naturally.
这也是敬重师姐妹她生前的一个愿望。
And this is also a respect to one of the wish that she had wanted before she died.
我们看到她两手一摊真的就是吸了世上的劳苦。
And I saw that she just opened up her arms and lay there, and indeed she has left the burdens of this world.
每当我们参加同龄陪他们走最后一程的时候，才发觉到其实人生在世的一切拥有如果没有神都是虚空的虚空。
And when we have seen these moments of our members pass away, we indeed finally realize that there is nothing that is everlasting in this world. Everything is vanity.
唯一可以带走的就是他们在神里面为主耶稣的劳苦。
The only thing that they can bring with them is toil and the workmanship that they have done in front of the Lord.
因为圣经上讲做主工是不落空的。
Because the Bible tells us that it is not in vain when you do the work of the Lord.
我们看罗马书十五章十六节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 16.
今天我们用做福音的祭司作为题目来彼此劝勉，能够做主工。
And today we use the topic, be a priest of gospel.
十五章十六节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 16.
罗马书十五章十六节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 16.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。这边保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人。
Here Paul states that he is a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他做神福音的祭司。
That he is a priest of the gospel.
今天我们每个人也要来做福音的祭司。
And today we as well need to be the priest of the gospel.
祭司就是为神工作的一群人。
A priest is a number as a is people are people that work for the Lord.
为百姓来做献上祭物赎罪的工作。
And they have the job of offering up sacrifices to remiss the sins of the people.
旧约所献的就是牛跟羊，借着牛羊的血，大祭司一年一次把他们带到至圣所，这样子来洁净人的罪。
And in the Old Testament, they used the blood of the animals, and therefore they would bring the high priest would bring to the tabernacle and offer it to the Lord.
告诉我们人的罪要付上代价，那个罪的工价就是死。
And the remission of sin is done by to know that for the sin, the price of sin is death.
那牛羊代替我们死，我们就可以免死。
And therefore, these animals that are offered, they are going through death instead of us.
所以在旧约啊，亚伦的子孙可以做祭司，他们是照着亚伦的等次做祭司的。
And in the Old Testament, the descendants of Aaron, they're able to become priests.
那主耶稣来，他也做一个大祭司。
And when Jesus came into this world, he himself was a high priest.
他不是献上牛羊的血，他献上自己的血。
He did not offer up the blood of the animals, but he offered up his own blood.
啊，他不是照着亚伦的等次，不是亚伦的子孙，事实上他是犹大支派的人。
And he was not descendant of Aaron, and instead he was descendant of the tribe of Judah.
圣经上跟我们讲，耶稣基督是照着麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
And the Bible tells us that he is priest because of Melchizedek.
那麦基洗德是谁？
Now who is Melchizedek?
他是古代的一个撒冷王，又叫撒冷就是平安的意思，所以又叫平安王。
And he was a king, a shalom king.
那圣经上啊，一出现了 他一出现了就祝福亚伯拉罕。
And the Bible records when he appeared, he blessed Abraham.
他也接受亚伯拉罕的奉献。
And he also accepted the offerings of Abraham.
所以希伯来书作者跟我们讲啊，圣经上没有记载他有家谱。
And the book of Hebrew tells us that there is no descendants that's recorded in the book of the Bible.
No genealogy. 他没有生的开始，也没有死的结束。
No recordings of his birth or his death.
他好像耶稣基督一样。
He is just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督啊，就是按着这个麦基洗德来做大祭司的。
So Jesus Christ is just according to just like Melchizedek as a priest.
他为我们献上自己的生命，今天我们靠着他的血，我们就可以赦免。
That today that he has offered up his own life, and with this offering of his, that we may receive this remission.
那今天我们也要做福音的祭司。
And today we also need to be a priest of the gospel.
我们都是耶稣基督的孩子。
We're all children of Christ.
所以我们应该是按照耶稣的等次做祭司的。
Then we are according with this Father of ours, Christ. Then we become this priest.
我们所献上的不是牛跟羊。
What we offer up are not calves and sheep.
我们所献上的是外邦人的灵魂。
What we offer up are the souls, the spirits of the Gentiles.
因外邦人因着圣灵可以成为圣洁，可以蒙神的悦纳。
That these Gentiles, through this offering that is acceptable to God, is sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
那问题是我们今天愿意接受这样的呼召吗？
But however, are we willing to accept this calling?
也许我们没有感受得到。
Perhaps we have not felt this yet.
但实际上讲，我们每一个蒙神宝血赦罪的人呢，都是成为一个祭司国度里面的一位祭司。
The Bible records that those have been washed with the blood of the holy blood of Christ, all have become a royal priesthood.
我们都有责任来献上外邦人。
We all have this responsibility to offer up Gentiles.
我们来看彼得前书二章的第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。我们是在万人当中被拣选出来的一群人。
We are chosen amongst people.
我们是有金尊的，我们的身份是尊贵的，像君王一样尊贵的一群服侍神的祭司。
We are considered a royal priesthood.
那要做这个工作，我们要有圣洁的一个态度。
And in order for us to do this job, we need to have a sanctified attitude.
所以我们做祭司的一个目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose for us to become this priest?
就是叫我们宣扬那招我们出黑暗入光明者，就是那个主耶稣基督招我们出黑暗入光明他美好的作为。
So that we may declare the praises of him who is Lord Jesus Christ, who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
为什么神要让我们来这个世间？
Why did God want us to come into this world?
为什么神造我们？
Why did God created us?
就是要让我们来荣耀他。
So that we may glorify his name.
我们怎么样荣耀神的圣名呢？
How do we glorify his holy name?
经上讲，王的荣耀在乎民多。
The Bible records that the glory of a king is in his name.
当我们这里坐满了神的百姓。
And when amongst us, we have set many of God's people.
我们天上的真神就能够得到荣耀。
Then it is the glory to the heavenly
Father. 所以我们要出去去宣扬那个奇妙者的美德。
That's why we need to go out and to proclaim this wonderful Lord.
今天祭司跟神国度的兴旺有绝对的关系。
Today, the relationship of a priest to the prosperous of the kingdom of God has direct relationship.
我们在旧约里面为什么他们的国家亡掉了呢？
In the Old Testament, why did their nation perish?
圣经上讲跟祭司有绝对的关系。
The Bible states that it has direct relationship with the priest.
请看耶利米书的第二章第八节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8.
耶利米书第二章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8.
二章八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
旧约882页。二章八节，祭司都不说主在哪里。传讲律法的都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴利说预言，随从无义的神。国度在耶利米先知的时代灭了。
It is the kingdom had already been perished during the time of Prophet Jeremiah.
为什么国会灭呢？
Why has the kingdom perished?
祭司都不说主，都不说主在哪里呢？
Because the priest did not ask, where is the Lord?
大家都不谈神的事情了。
Because nobody talked about things of the Lord.
要谈也不晓得怎么谈了。
And if they wanted to, they did not know how.
因为传讲律法的都不认识神了。
For the ones that preached of the law and decrees,
先知都借着那个偶像在说话了。
And through these idols, they speak for them.
所以国家没有神的旨意啊。
That's why there's within this kingdom there is no will of the Lord.
因为祭司他们都不认识神了。
Because the prophets, the priests, they don't even know God.
为什么他们祭司开始不认识神了呢？
And what are these? When did the priests start not knowing God?
我们看以赛亚书二十八章第七节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter.
以赛亚书二十八章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 7.
和合本八百三十六页。繁体字和合本八百三十六页。二十八章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 7。
二十八章第七节。
28 verse 7。
这是，就是这地的人也因酒摇摇晃晃，因浓酒东倒西歪。祭司和先知因浓酒摇摇晃晃，被酒所困，因浓酒东倒西歪，他们错解末世，妙行审判。第八节，因为各席上满了蛆吐的污秽，无一处干净。这么提到那些做圣工的人都因为酒摇摇晃晃，东倒西歪。
He records that these holy workers they stagger from wine and reel from beer.
他们被酒所困。
Because they have been bounded by this alcohol.
喝酒喝到这个吐了，到处都是，没有一处是干净的。
That they drink and they vomit, and so that there's not a spot without.
所以他们错解末世，谬行审判。
And that is why that they did not know. They stagger when seeing visions, and they stumble when rendering decisions.
今天呢，如果我们每一个做福音祭司的，跟那个时代的人一样。
And if we're as the gospel of the priests of gospel, we're just like them.
那么我们很多弟兄姐妹新信的都会被带错方向。
Then I'm quite sure many newly believed brothers and sisters will be guided the wrong way.
教会会为魔鬼所这个欺负。
And the church will be bothered by Satan.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天真的是要再一次的警醒过来。
And that's why, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, we need to be alert.
有时候先知常常用很严厉的话来警告当时的百姓。
And some priests they would use very hard words to warn the people.
阿摩斯先知他这样讲。
Priest Amos said like so.
他说当时的百姓都睡在这个，很多人都睡在象牙床的床上。
So Prophet Amos said that many of the members of the people they sleep on ivory beds.
他卧在这个书生的榻上。
And
卧在这个很舒服的这个床垫上面。
And they lie on a very comfortable bed.
每个人都用大碗喝用大碗喝酒。
And everybody use a big bowl to drink wine.
他们弹琴鼓瑟，唱消闲的歌曲。
and they talk about all different kinds of leisures and enjoy.
用最好的香膏抹自己的身体。
And they use the best fragrances to load.
但是却没有人呢、啊、为啊约瑟的家担忧。
However, nobody worries for the house of Joseph.
感谢主，今天我们物质生活都相当丰盛。
Thank the grace of the Lord that materially we all are very abundant today.
但是我们很多人也为神的国、神啊、神国、神义啊，在那边操心。
But all at the same time, many of us still worry for the kingdom of God.
我们要继续的来关怀神的家。
We need to continue to care for the kingdom of
God. 我们要来做福音的祭司。
We need to become a priest of the gospel.
不管我们喜不喜欢，神已经给我们这样的身份了。
Either or not, if we like this, role that we play, we already have been entrusted by God.
但是如果你愿意做福音的祭司啊，啊，您应该有什么样的动机呢？
But however, if you're willing to become a priest of the gospel, then what kind of actions do you need to have?
我们从圣经上来提几点啊。
Then let's bring up some points from the Bible.
啊，我们不觉得我们愿意啊去传福音啊，很多人愿意传是因为他有强烈的使命感。
And many people, they have this great urge to preach the gospel because they feel this great sense of mission.
我们来看马可福音十六章十五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
马可福音十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
十六章十五节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
他又对他们说，这是耶稣在临走前对门徒所说的话。
This is what Jesus said to his disciples before his ascension.
他说，你们要往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
He says, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
所信而受洗的必然得救。
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
不信的会被定罪啊。
And whoever does not believe will be condemned.
所以我们传福音啊，请人家来接受宝血的洗礼。
So when we ask people, when we preach the gospel, we ask them to come to have the baptism of the blood.
洗完礼啊，罪得干净啊，他们就跟神国有份。
And after their baptism, then their remission of sin is complete. They have to do with the kingdom of God.
那我们就要往普天下去传福音。
Then we need to go out to the end of the world to preach the gospel.
普天下在哪里？
Where are the ends of the world?
今天全世界很多的人种通通在我们这里。
Now today, many different ethnicities of different kind of people are among us.
你到纽瓦克机场去走一趟。
If you go to Newark International Airport,
你看到犹太人，你看到印度人，你看到各种不同的人。
You see Jewish people, you see Punjabi people, and you see all different kinds of people, of different ethnic backgrounds.
所以说，往普天下不一定要到非洲去。
So when it says go into all the world, does not mean you have to go into Africa.
我们到隔壁去敲门大概就可以了。
You probably can just knock on your neighbor's door.
我们觉得今天啊，很多这里的很多外教会的朋友们啊，他们对这一节啊非常的有使命感，就是很看重。
I feel like churches, other denomination churches, they read this verse and they have this great sense of mission.
小弟住在北加州的时候。
When I lived in North California,
有两对年轻人呢、啊，有一对年轻人呢、啊，两个男生啊，到我们家来传福音呢、啊。
And there was two young youths that came to my house to preach the gospel.
黑色的裤子，白色的上衣，穿啊，带着一个黑色的领带啊，那个头发型啊，真的是中规中矩。
And they wore black slacks and white shirts with a black tie, and their hair is indeed very conservative.
他说他是长老。
He said that he was an elder.
我说哇，你几岁啊？
And I asked him, "How old are you?"
我说，他说他二十几岁。
He said, "I'm about 20-something."
二十几岁的长老。
So he is an elder that is 20-something.
但是到每个家去啊，开门啊，敲门就是传福音啊。
However, he goes door to door, knocking on people's door to preach the gospel.
我到南加州的时候
，And when I went to Southern California,
不晓得多少次啊，有好几次啊，那个两个啊，有时候三个啊，啊，富人啊，先生啊，都到我们家敲门。
You don't know how many times that people in pairs, people in groups of three, they would knock on my door.
他们真的很认真的哦。
Indeed, they work so hard for this work.
我们有几位这个学生在 UCLA 念书。
There's a couple of students that go to school in UCLA.
他们是从中国大陆来啊，那在 UCLA 念博士班呢、啊。他们说那个学生的建筑啊，那整个这个 complex 哦，整个那个 lodging 的地方啊，很多都是学生住的，而且学生他们因为都读博士啊，很多人结婚了，有孩子了。爸爸妈妈也来啊，所以很多眷属就住在那个 那个社区里面呢。
And because they came from mainland China, and they came for the PhD program, and many of them are already married, and they all live within that complex with their parents and their children.
每个礼拜啊，都有车子来载这些啊学生的家属啊，啊礼拜二也好，礼拜天也好啊，就是有人来载啊去他们的教会啊。啊，去跟他们啊传福音啊，跟他们讲道理。
And every week, either it's a Tuesday or a Sunday, there would be cars that would come and pick all these family members of these PhD students to go to their church.
我知道说真的，很多外教会的朋友们啊，他们真的很热心在传福音。
I really feel that members of other churches.They're really zealous in preaching this gospel.
他们没有百分之百纯度的福音，却有百分之百的努力。
However, even though they do not have the full complete truth, but they do have the full complete mission.
我们有百分之百的福音啊，那个纯度的福音，我们是不是愿意也尽百分之百的努力呢？
And for us, we have the full complete pure truth, but can we also have the full complete urge to want to preach?
我们要有使命感。
We need to have the sense of mission.
我们也可以羡慕啊，神给我们的奖赏。
We can also look up to the gifts that God will grant us.
我们看哥林多前书三章第八节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8.
哥林多前书三章第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8.
哥林多前书三章第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 8.
新约两百三十页，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样的。保罗这里这样讲。
Here this is what Paul says.
有的人做传福音的，有的人做牧养的工作。
There are people that will do the work of preaching. Some will do the work of pastoring.
但是将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。
But however, each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
所以当我们两手一摊的时候呢，我就是要照我们所做的得赏赐。
So when it's time for us to leave this world, we will be rewarded according to our own labor.
我们来读十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
人在那个根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。那个根基啊，就是耶稣基督。
So when it records here what he has built, and this built means Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣的根基上面，我们要建造我们的工程，我们要用神的道啊，神的方法来建立，来传扬。
And when we build this foundation, we need to have this foundation that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And with this foundation, we need to grow from this.
因为有火要试验个人的工程。
Because there's going to be fire that will test all of our buildings.
如果他的工程存得住，他就要得赏赐了。
And if our building survives, then we will be rewarded.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢，会有赏赐的。
So brothers and sisters, today we will have this reward.
我们今天所做的，将来有赏赐的。
What we do today, we will be rewarded in the
future. 我们在社会上都很认真的工作。
And in society, we're all very hard.
有时候小弟到湾区是注目啊，看到那个统领真的工作很认真哦。
And when I go to the Bay Area, and I look at the brothers and sisters there, indeed they work so hard.
你知道当时啊，我在跟可林讲过，每个月就有三十几个年轻人成为这个millionaire 哦，就是很多人就会成为 millionaire， 为什么呢？因为他们在那个上市的公司啊。从公司股票一上市啊，很多人就成为百万富翁啊。
And every week, about 30-something very young youths, they would become millionaires because in the Bay Area, their company would go IPO.
我看到那个年轻人在工作实在是很辛苦。
I saw this youth. He was working very hard.
有的人啊，真的是带睡袋到公司睡觉。
Indeed, many people they bring their sleeping bags to work.
为了就是要得世上的奖赏。
Just in order so they may have this reward in this world.
今天我们为神工作在天国神呢，那个是比这个地上世界上好太多的奖赏。
And when today when we work for the Lord, this reward that we will gain in heaven is so by far much better than this reward in this world.
一位老姐妹啊，她有一次她每天晚上睡觉神都带她去有天国。
There is an elderly sister. Every night when she sleeps, God will take her and to take her to see heaven.
然后天国啊，你去天国也有主耶稣也会讲道哦，天使会欢迎哦。
And she said that in heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ will give a sermon and the angels will translate.
那个 讲完道理啊，他就这样看那个听众，看到有个故乡来的，他已经过世不久啊，那个弟兄也来在坐在另外一边听道理啊。
And after the sermon, she looked over to the other pews and she realized, hey, there's a brother that is from her own same hometown that has recently passed away.
他就去跟那个老弟兄讲话，那就是过世那个弟兄讲话。
So she stood up and to talk to this newly passed away brother.
他说，你知不知道，你们家的子孙啊，很有成就啊，每个人都盖高楼大厦。
And she went up to this brother and said, "Do you know that your descendants are actually very, very successful in this world? They all build very high rises."
结果那个弟兄跟他讲说，你回去的时候跟我的子孙讲哦，那个都是暂时的，来这边得这边的奖赏是永远的了。
And he told the sister that you go back and tell my grandchildren, my descendants, that all of those that they have is temporary. Come here to get the true reward.
真的呢，我们求主耶稣打开我们的眼睛啊！哈。
Indeed, we really need to ask the Lord to open up our eyes.
圣经讲那里是极重永远无比的荣耀啊！那里的奖赏是极重啊，永远无比的荣耀。
The Bible records that the heaven is it's a wonderful and great glory.
所以啊，我们心里要向往上面的。
That's why our hearts need to yearn for what is above.
今天呢，我们在世上的工作啊，有时候我们的工作，你有时候没有一个成果啊，不一定有赏赐的，就有的人是赚 commission 的啊。
And there's some people with our jobs in this world, if you don't have a result and you do not have a reward because you're based on commission.
但是神不是看我们今年受洗几个才给我们奖赏，是我们有出去传就有奖赏了。
However, God does not look at how many people are baptized because of how we preach, but if we preach, then we will have reward.
因为结果是在乎神啊，我们是尽力而已了。
Because the result is depending on the Lord, all we can do is strive our hardest.
我们怎么样愿意做一个福音的祭司呢？
Then what can we do in order to become a priest of the gospel?
我们要热爱人的灵魂呢。
We need to love the spirit of a man.
我们看马太福音十六章二十六节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 16.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16,
verse 26. 马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew 16, verse 26.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？人赚了全世界，没有生命，有什么益处呢？
So what is good for a man if he gains the whole world but yet forfeits his soul?
真的，什么东西都不能够换回你的生命的。
Indeed, there's nothing that you can exchange for your life.
所以生命是很可贵的。
And that's why life is so precious.
但是我们人都很有同情心啊，哦。
Many of us, we have a heart of compassion.
我们看世贸大楼被烧的时候。
And when we watch what happened on 911,
我们看到那个人啊，从大楼啊火往上烧，人从大楼跳下来被那个照片照到的时候。
When we watch that people jump off from the World Trade Center when the building is in flames,
我觉得那里的人真的很可怜。
We feel such pity for these people.
我们看到这个东南亚有这个 tsunami, 有这个海啸的时候。
And we watch the Southeast Asia, the tsunami.
我们看很多人呢，被堆在街上啊，放火一把就把它烧掉了。
We see many people's bodies are piled up on the street and they burn it with fire.
我们看了心里都觉得很可怜。
We feel it's so sorrowful in our hearts.
如果我们看到这些，心中有怜悯的心。
And if we see all these images and we have a heart of compassion.
你可以想象我们的朋友没有信耶稣的人一个一个要被丢到硫磺火湖里面去。
And you need to know that all of our friends who are non-believers, each and one of them will be thrown into the burning lake of sulfur.
我们不会有恻隐的心吗？
Will we not have a heart of compassion?
我们不会想要跟他讲一句话说，在三个礼拜我们有布道会，你来看一看。
Will you not want to tell them that in 3 weeks we have evangelical service? Why don't you come and check it out?
也许神怜悯他，让他体会到神，让他将来成为神的子民。
Perhaps the Lord has mercy upon them, and they one day they will also receive this blessing of the Lord.
他的生命就成为不朽。
Then her life will become everlasting.
所以我们要热爱人的灵魂。
That's why we need to love other people's
soul. 我们怎么样愿意成为一个福音的祭司呢？
How can we become a priest of the
gospel? 其实最大的动机，最好的动机就是神的爱激励我们。
And the best motivation for you to become this priest is the love of God impels you.
我们看哥林多后书第五章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
哥林多后书五章十四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5 verse 14.
啊，五章十四节。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人替众人死，众人都死了。十五节。
15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主来活。这边讲，原来基督的爱激励我们。
Here says, for Christ's love compels us.
你想想看，如果你走出这个门出去了。
Just think about this when you walk out that door.
突然有人在主旗手在对面啊，开始开枪，假设了哦。
And there's a person start shooting at you.
啊，有一个统领就挡在你门口。挡在你前面。
But however, there was a member that just blocked in front of you.
啊，替你死。
And he died for you.
我想你这一辈子都会纪念他的。
I'm quite sure that this whole entire life.
所以保罗这样讲，我们想啊，我们想一人替众人死，众人就都死了，我们是该死的。
And that's why Paul says, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die, because we are the ones supposed to die.
本来该死的耶稣替我们死了。
For the ones that are us, that we are the ones supposed to die, but Jesus died for us.
所以我们活着就不再为自己活了。
That's why if we live, then we should no longer live for ourselves.
因为主的爱太大了。
Because the love of Christ is
so immense. 他受的苦太深了。
And the hardships and the toil he bears is immense.
所以我们就立志啊，不再为自己活。
That's why we should no longer live for ourselves.
真的，保罗就是这样的心啊。
Indeed, Paul is just has this kind of heart.
所以他那个无论多痛苦啊，无论被人家打了几次啊，无论啊，在海里面这个沉过几次啊，他一样的要出去传福音。
That's why Paul has his exact same feeling. No matter how he is beaten, how he's persecuted, how many times he sank, but he still is so compelled by the Lord that he has to preach.
约翰讲说，今天我们可以爱啊，因为神先爱我们呢、啊。
And John said that we can love because God loved us first.
因为到神这么爱我们，您别激动到说，哎呀，我一定要来爱神。爱神的方法就是爱人啊。
And we really know that God loves us so much, and we are compelled by His love. That's why we want to love others.
所以弟兄姐妹，您能够体会到神的爱在你心中打动你吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you feel this love of Christ within you?
你今天为什么来聚会？
Why do you come to service today?
是神的爱激动你呢，还是一种惯性行为？
Is it because of the Lord's love that compelled you?
今天你为什么要奉献？
Today, why do you offer?
因为只是因为圣经这样讲吗？还是你心中充满了感激？
Is it because the Bible tells us to do so, or is it because your heart is full of things?
今天你为什么要到厨房去打扫？
Today, why do you go to the kitchen and clean up?
是神的爱激励你呢，还是只是因为我被安排到了，不得已啊？
Is it because the love of Christ compelled you, or is it because that you're arranged to do
so? 求神让他的爱大大的充满我们。
So we ask the love of the Lord to greatly fill us.
我们今天都是新造的人。
And today, if we are newly created,
因为我们都在主里面，我们有一个新的心呢。
And we have to understand that we are all within the Christ, and therefore we all have this new heart.
我们人生有个新的方向。
And this new direction.
因为那个爱我们的人用慈神爱所在牵引着我们，跟着他走那个爱的道路。
For the one that loves us is taking us and directing us walk on this path of love.
我有一位差不多年纪的一个同龄啊，我认识的一位同龄。
There is a member, a fellow member that's about the same age as I am.
有一次我回台湾，发觉到他被立职了哈。
And there's one time I went back to Taiwan, and he has been ordained.
我以前听过他的见证。
In the past, I've listened to his testimony.
他在台湾他是念建筑的。
And he studied in architecture in Taiwan.
毕业之后，很多建筑商都找他出去开公司这个搞建筑。
And after he graduated, many architecture firms asked him to become partners.
你知道，在有一段时间呢、啊，搞建筑在台湾啊，在有一段在我们那个比较年轻那个时代啊，那个是一个很肥缺的哈。
And there was a period of time during my time for ones that know how to do architecture. There's a great lack of number of people.
但是他拒绝啊那种 很好的收入的工作。
However, he refused this job that gained him great income.
后来到学校去教书。
And later on, he decided to become a professor.
那为什么要放弃高薪呢
？Why did he give up this great job？
那为什么要安安静静的做个教书的人
？Why did he want to just become this professor that is in peace and quiet？
因为他说呢，教书比较有时间服侍神。
His response was that if I teach, then I will have more time to serve the Lord.
他说他的命啊是神借给他的。
He said my life is given to me by God.
他念书的时候有一次啊骑摩托车啊从这个这个上山坡了。
And one time during when he was still in school, he was on his motorcycle and he was going up a hill.
那这个上坡啊有一辆卡车下来。
And the same time, there was a truck coming downhill.
就把它撞飞了，飞了哦。
And they collided, and he flew out of his bike.
全身都是伤了。
And his whole body was covered.
他那个脚底都是裂的，撞到那个脚板了，脚底都是裂开的。
And this impact in this car, this accident, even his bottom of his feet has been ripped apart.
你去医院看他，全身都是受伤了哦。
And when you go visit him in the hospital, you see his whole body has been hurt.
他说他生命是神借给他的。
He said my life has been borrowed from God.
所以啊，他真的是被神的爱激励啊。
Indeed, his love that he is compelled by God's love.
所以愿主耶稣他的爱也激励我们。
And I hope that the Lord's love may all compel us as well.
你有好的动机啊，能够愿意来做福音的祭司。
That with a good motivation, that you'll be willing to come to become a priest.
如果你真的愿意做福音的祭司，要怎么样做比较可以做一个好的福音的祭司呢
？Then if today you really want to be a priest of the gospel, then what can we do to become a good priest?
我们看哥罗西书一章二十八节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
哥罗西书一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫人、教导人。要把个人在基督完完全全的引到神面前我们真的是要将人完完全全引到基督耶稣面前。
Indeed, we need to present everyone perfect in Christ before the Lord.
我们用诸般的智慧能够来劝诫，能够来教导。
And with this wisdom that we may be able to preach.
这个传福音真的要求神给我们智慧。
It's true that when we preach the gospel, we need to ask God for this knowledge.
保罗耶稣对彼得讲说，你要得人如鱼啊。
Sorry, we need to have this wisdom. Jesus told Paul that you need to be fishers of men.
Peter,
told Peter, you need to be fisher of men.
我们都知道这个抓鱼是每种鱼的特色都不一样。
We know that all different there are different kinds of species of fish.
有个弟兄住在德州啊。
There's a brother that lived in Texas.
他的家在湖的旁边呢。
And he has a house that's beside a lake.
他常常出去钓鱼。
And oftentimes he would go out fishing.
问他说你怎么钓的
？I asked him how do you fish.
他说你看到鸟在哪里，那里就有鱼啊。
And he said that where the birds are, there's fish.
因为鸟会吃鱼啊，所以鸟知道鱼在哪里啊。
Because the birds would eat the fish, and therefore that means there's fish there.
有时候整群鱼上来的时候，好像水沸腾一样，哇，那个鸟就一直的往下冲啊。
He says when a school of fish arises to the top, it's like boiling water, and all the fish and all the birds would dock down to get the fish.
有一次一个凤凰城的弟兄讲他们怎么钓鱼。
And there's a brother in Phoenix that said, explain how they fish.
同样一群人在湖边钓鱼。
So the group of people, they were fishing by the lake.
他们钓了整个 case 的，整个箱子里面的鱼啊。
And when they returned, they had cases full of fish.
其他人钓不到。
But however, other people were not able to get any.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
他说他们懂得那个秘诀，他们把那个面粉炒面粉然后加像阿年那给他这样一直炒然后用那个当饵。他说那里的鱼最喜欢吃这种味道的。
And he says that we will, what we do is we will stir fry onions until it has a great aroma with some flour. And because the fish in that region likes this kind of flavor.
我们都知道啊，10%的人呢、钓90%的鱼啊，在这个世界上是这样子的。
As we know, 10% of people in this world fish 90% of the fishes.
我们求主是给我们智慧。
And we hope that the Lord will give us His wisdom.
能够怎么样？能够用诸般的智慧，将人完完全全引到神面前。
That we may present every, that we will all have wisdom, so we present everyone perfectly.
能够针对他们的需要啊，主耶稣能够满足他们的需要。
That the Lord may fulfill their needs.
在我们要怎么样啊，能够啊来做好这个工作呢
？Next, then, what can we do to do our good works?
我们要充足的信啊。
We need to have an abundant faith.
我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》1:5.
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书1:5.
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5.
1:5.
Chapter 1, verse 5.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们缘故怎么样为人。这里有传福音的五个要领。
Here there is five important points of how we should preach.
那其中一个就是要充足的信心。
First, the one of them among is you need to have a deep conviction.
你对这个产品没有信心哦，你没有办法推销的。
If you're not deeply convinced by this product that you're supposed to sell,
对我们的教会没有信心哦，你不敢传这个教会的。
Same thing as if you don't as not deeply convicted in what belief in our church.
你对我们的祷告没有信心哦，你不会叫人家祷告的。
And same that if you are not believing that in this prayer of ours, you will not pray.
如果我对我们教义没有信心哦，你不可能去传扬的。
Same if you don't believe in our basic doctrines, then you will not be able to go out to preach.
所以我们对我们这位神又真又活的神，我们要充满了深信哦。
That's why with this the God of ours, a true and living God, we need to have this deep conviction.
所以弟兄姐妹，你对我们这个福音、这位神真的有深信吗
？So brothers and sisters, with this look, true and living God, do we have this deep conviction?
如果没有啊，我们应该多听啊教会的录音带。
If not, then you need to listen to more audio of our church sermon.
那个弟兄姐妹真的是充满了见证啊。
Because within these audios, brothers and sisters are full of testimony.
有的人12年血肉啊，他能够蒙神的医治。
Some people have been subject to bleeding for tens of years.
你可以打电话给他了。
You can call them up.
他现在还活着。
Because they're still living.
每次他跟你做见证哦，他可以讲好几个小时啊。
And every time they testify to other people, they can talk for hours.
真的每次跟他讲话，你心中充满了感恩，充满觉得说，我们这个神真的是又真又活的神呢。
And every time after I talk to her, I feel this great immense feeling of thanksgiving, and I feel this God that I worship is a true and living God.
我们有的弟兄，他以前嗑药嗑到头发都没有了。
Some brothers they take drugs until the point that they've lost all their hair.
回来的时候。你跟他讲话啊，进到主耶稣面前之后，你跟他在讲话。
And however, when you return back to the Lord, and now you speak to Him,
啊，你就会知道说他会跟你讲，如果不是圣灵大大的感动他、充满他，他觉得那个欲望还会存在。
And he said that if it's not the Holy Spirit moved him and compelled him, then that urge will still be there.
感谢主，他每次谈的时候呢，都坚铿有力啊，觉得心中充满了盼望。
And thank the grace of the Lord that every single time when he talks about this testimony of his, he is filled with faith and belief.
所以我们要常常啊，就是注意到我们周遭的弟兄姐妹美好的恩典，他们好像见证人呐、围绕着我们呢、
That's why we need to take notice of the brothers and sisters around us and their testimony, because these are the people that testify for the Lord.
我们就能够充满了那种信心哦。
Then we may gain this conviction.
也能够有力量把这样的信心带给人呢、
To have this great deep conviction of faith that we may bring forth to others.
你知道这个世界有两种人呢？
There's two kinds of people in this world.
一种人真的是可以 move other people， 能够你心中充满了信，可以感动到，就是把那个信息释放出来哦，感动别人也能够来相信你所信的。 这个美好的信息。
There's one kind of people that they can deeply move others, that from what they have experienced and believe, they can express it so that you may also be moved.
但另外一种就是被人家移动的人。
And there's another kind of people that are moved by others.
我们要去移动那个可以移动的神啊，可以让我们移动的人呢、啊、
？We need to move those people that God willingly lets us move them.
所以我们对我们的神应该要充满的信心。
And that's why we need to be filled with belief and deeply
convicted by God. 这里另外有一点就是圣灵的工作、哦、在乎圣灵、啊、也在乎全能、哦、常常神的全能从圣灵来的。
And there's another this verse is the power in the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes power comes from God.、
哦、小弟在北加州的一个教会。
And Northern California in a church.、
在快要结束的时候，那个教务同工给我看一个慕道者名单。
And when service is about to end.The board member showed me this list of member.
他说从这个这几年来啊，大概有200多位慕道者进出教会。
And this list of people, is about 200 so people that truth seekers have come and go.
但是留下来的并不是很多。
However, even the ones that actually stay.
那你再仔细看那些人，为什么他愿意进来受洗，而且扎根成长结实呢？什么原因呢？
You need to know what is the reason behind these people, why they're willing to come to be baptized and to be rooted in the truth.
那个最后就是看到，因为神的恩惠，圣灵的全能在他身上。
It is because that is the grace of the Lord and also the power of the Holy Spirit.
今天呢，我们人真的不能做什么。
Because today, as men, we can't do much.
如果不是神亲自吸引啊，没有一个人可以到神面前来。
For if it's not God Himself that has attracted all of us to come before Him, we can't do anything.
所以我们一定要请弟兄姐妹啊，在灵步大会之前呢、啊，多多祷告，求神亲自做工。
That's why before the spiritual convocation evangelical service, we need to ask all brothers and sisters to pray zealously.
我印象很深刻。
I have a very fond memory.
那段时间，小弟在纽约还是当学生。
When I was still a student in New York.
有一段时间呢、啊，这个教会啊，没有什么慕道朋友。
There's a period of time there was not many truth seekers in church.
那一群工人，他们就这样商量。
And so the holy workers they had a discussion like so.
没有什么其他方法了。
Because there's no other way.
大家加强祷告。
Then the only way that they could do is emphasize more in prayer.
那时候执会啊商量啊要特别的啊祷告。
And the board decided that we need to emphasize more in prayer.
真的好像没有风没有雨，好像你也看不到什么动静。
It's just like you can't see the great winds and the rain. You can't see any movement.
但是真的很奇妙，在灵步大会他就大动工了。
But however, indeed, God works miraculously.
有一个姐妹在菜场啊买菜啊，带了一对老夫妻来。
That there was a sister. She was in the supermarket, and she brought this elderly couple.
啊，那个来那个老姐妹啊，祷告的时候，一个力量下来，把她那个穿透她那个脊椎啊，把她原来的那个旧疾啊、痼疾啊，原来那个腰的痼疾啊，一下就把她医好了。
And this elderly woman, when she prayed, this great immense spirit of heat came from the top of her head down her spinal cord in the past that and healed her spinal cord injury.
那个老先生啊，看到天开了，主耶稣基督亲自来到会堂里面。
And this elderly man, in his prayer, he saw the sky and heaven open, and Jesus Christ himself came into the chapel.
真的，当圣灵做工，亲自拣选啊，真的是很容易。
And it's true that when the Holy Spirit works, it's so easy.
所以我们在灵步道之前，请大家每天在家里啊，播一段时间啊，为这个善工啊来祷告。
And before the spiritual convocation evangelical service, let us spare aside some time just to pray for this matter.
我们求主耶稣给我们有智慧。
We ask the Lord to give us His wisdom.
求主耶稣给我们有信心。
And ask the Lord to give us His belief.
求主耶稣给我们有机会。
And ask the Lord to give us a chance.
能够在这个月啊，灵步大会，我们在这边服侍神。
That we in this month of coming evangelical service, that we may serve the Lord.
做福音的祭司。
To become a priest of the gospel.
来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
520首。
520.